November 17, 2009. St. Thomas Aquinas says, "Praise be to Jesus. Do not be fearful or confused. I have come to help you clearly understand what is taking place. Jesus regards the misuse of obedience as when obedience is used to control. There is much of that in the church today. The laity must realize that they are not under the vow of obedience, such as religious are. Next, we need to look at illicit dictates. If a dictate is issued which does not lend light to souls and lead them to salvation and personal holiness, it is not worthy of obedience. Blind obedience does not take into consideration the spiritual well-being of those whom it would affect. I will make this plainer. Here is a graphic." St. Thomas Aquinas presents a graphic image with two columns. The first, benefits of following the mission. The second, benefits of not following the mission, with a list below each. A benefit of following the mission: live in truth. A benefit of not following the mission: truth is compromised. Benefit of the mission: works on personal holiness. Benefit of not following: blind obedience. Joins in unitive prayer on property: blind obedience. Experiences graces offered here: blind obedience. Prepares own soul and others for New Jerusalem: the benefits of not following the mission again: blind obedience. Helps Jesus to save souls through prayer effort here: again, not following the mission: blind obedience. Strengthens the church: benefit of not following the mission weakens the church. The decree set forth by your bishop concerning participation in this mission here was presented as though it carried with it the charge of blind obedience. It did not. The words were cleverly chosen. An admonition is not a dictate. Further, no one can or should dictate against heaven's intervention here. Do not let anyone take away your free will choices.